Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit. Bandwidth for Android App Arena is provided by CacheFly at CacheFly.com.
This is Android App Arena, episode 129 for Wednesday, December 21st, 2016. Good and bad habits. Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Android App Arena. I'm your host, Jason Howell. It's almost the end of 2016, believe it or not, which means right around that corner, the one with the sign that says New Year's Eve on it, is a bunch of habits, both good and bad, that you might actually want to tackle, finally. So I thought I'd give you the heads up on a few apps that might help you to tackle those habits. Let's dive into today's roundup of apps that will help you manage your good and your bad habits. First up is Habit Hub, an app that focuses on stringing a chain of successes together in the hopes of solidifying that habit that you're trying to make. Here, I'll tap into the calendar for a habit, and you can see a number of dates on the calendar all strung together. That's the important piece here. Green means that the habit was satisfied on that day. Blue means that it was skipped for whatever reason, but if it's out of failure, that's where the red dot comes in, and you can see that the chain actually stops there with the red dot. Time to start your chain over again. Doesn't that feel horrible? Progress is further illustrated in the details section, including longest and current streaks, so you can kind of keep track of your progress there. When you create a habit, you can give it a name, a description, and a reason for being, and be honest. Then, of course, you can set up that schedule, how frequently you need to do whatever that thing is, and swipe over to set yourself a reminder each day if you need that extra helping hand. That's the basics. Habit Hub is free to start with the ability to track up to 5 habits along with reminders and cloud backup. For $4.99, you can upgrade to the premium version, which brings a whole host of essential features, things like targets and rewards, so you can set a target to reach and then a prize for when you reach it. For me, that prize is chocolate or beer. I'm a simple man. And beyond that, there are additional themes, a few widgets, secure lock for privacy, and probably most importantly, unlimited habits for you to track. Find Habit Hub in the Play Store now. Maybe you need to gamify your habit forming to make it effective. And if so, you'll want to check out Habitica, where fans of role-playing games might actually feel right at home, particularly fans of old-school role-playing games. Yes, this is a habit tracker, but it uses your success to outfit and equip your character. First, let's talk about the habit stuff. Tapping the fab brings up all the different tools you have to manage your habits. You can create a new habit, of course, to get started, and you'll want to set the difficulty of that habit and determine whether this is a positive or a negative habit. If you were cutting back on soda, let's say, make it negative. And when you imbibe, this will actually affect your health score negatively as you progress through the app. You can also set daily habits to target more of a recurring goal, say, drinking water every day. There are also rewards for doing things the right way and even some to-do functionality so you don't forget to, get the groceries. That's the basics right there. But beyond that, there's everything that involves the RPG aspects. Your character, which you can equip top to bottom in the shops and avatars section to make it just right. You can get social too by visiting the tavern, which is basically a chat room within the app of other users. You can join a number of public guilds where other users share tips, tricks, and generally applaud the successes of other players like you. If you don't want to gain gems thanks to all of your hard work over time, you can always purchase those gems to gain new armor or weapons that might actually come in handy as you progress. It's habit forming, but gamified. Find Habitica in the Play Store for free. A more streamlined habit tracker is Loop Habit Tracker. When you fire up Loop, you're presented with this list of whatever habits you're in the process of tracking, and those columns representing today and even a few days prior to today. You can see here some of those columns have check marks in them, signifying that I actually satisfied that habit on that particular day. Some with X's show how much of a failure I've been. When I've accomplished one of my goals, I simply tap and hold on the spot for that day, and a check mark is dropped. Let's add a new habit to the page just to fill this out a little bit more. You just tap the plus up top, give it a name, maybe frame a question around that habit. You can also color code it to keep certain habit types grouped together in the main screen. And then finally, make it recurring with a regular reminder and you're off to the races. Within each task is a number of historical graphs tracking your progress over time, but the developer says that the habit score up top is what you really want to keep track of. With more frequency comes a higher score. Fall behind, and that number drops. So it's kind of a constant reminder that you can always do better. The best part, Loops is completely free and open source. Find it in the Play Store right now. All right, so this is one of those categories where you will find an endless supply of varied takes. Developers are super creative, and those who develop habit management apps realize that not everyone learns the same way. So it's refreshing to see so much variety. I hope you have what you need to start 2017 off right, but this isn't the last episode of the year. Oh no! Next week, I'll highlight a few of my favorite apps that have been featured on this show throughout 2016. So make sure to check it out then. You can always find the show at our home on the web. That's twit.tv/arena. And that's about it, folks. Thank you so much for joining me today. My name is Jason Howell. I'll see you next week in the arena.